you know, since I've been on the with the city of Garden City, it's happened, I believe, twice. And so in one of those instances, there was, I think, three or four people that expressed interest, and another, I think, maybe as many as seven or eight. So not uncommon to get multiple letters expressing interest. And the commission is then going to have a pre-meeting on the 19th that will give folks an opportunity that submitted letters of interest to have some time before the March 19th meeting to visit with the commissioners and maybe give a little bit more detail as to who they are, why they're interested in those types of things. But the commission will be poised on their March 19th regular meeting agenda to go ahead and make that appointment if they choose.
And obviously, you know, a city commissioner would attend city commission meetings. What are some other responsibilities that a member on the city commission would have if they were interested in this position?
Yeah, in addition to attending the regular meetings every 2 weeks, there is some reading. Of course, you can adjust when that is. Usually the 3 days leading up to the commission meeting, you'll receive a packet. It's the same packet of information that's available to the public every Friday evening on our website. And that can be 150 to maybe 250 pages long. Some of that stuff is